What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
And welcome to the Katie Halper Show. We're so excited to be playing in our bonus Patreon episode for you today. What we do is we play this ridiculous setup interview that CNN did with Randy Rice, where they ask him a very stupid gotcha question in order to discredit single payer. We play that clip. We also play Randy's response to that clip and what he learned from doing media like that. And then we talk to Adam Johnson, a journalist who writes for places like FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, and he analyzes what CNN and other networks do in order to discredit programs like Single Payer. Randy Rice, thank you so much for joining us, Iron Stash on Twitter. You are on CNN.
You're not just against, though, what the Republicans are trying to do in Congress right now. You want to go even further than Obamacare. You're for single payer. You're for basically universal health care. You know, and there's analysis from a group called the Urban Institute, which we haven't been able to double check. But it says, you know, if you, Bernie Sanders, you look at his plan for universal coverage that he ran on during the primary, you know, it could cost $32 trillion over 10 years. Even if it's half that, that's a ton of money. How do you propose paying for it?
Well, there's a lot of people that are getting away with not paying their fair share in taxes right now. And they benefit
you
the
raise,
most
you
from
raise
society.
32, you want to raise $32 trillion in taxes?
Well, I'm not saying that we have to look at ways to just increase complete costs. There's a lot of things that we can look at as far as making things cost effective. But again, there's a lot of people that are not paying what, you know, their fair share of taxes. There's corporations getting away with a lot.
That would be quite a tax hike. I mean, that's an astonishing number, $32 trillion over a decade. But
I wanted to know, since CNN is such a, and I think they were joking when they said the most trusted name in news, but is there anything you wanted to say that because they love doing gotchas and they love cutting people off and they love sound bites and talking points, is there anything you wanted to say that you weren't able to say while you were on the television?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, I was not expecting the way that interview went. They asked for like two or three subjects to talk about beforehand. So I sent some and it wasn't going to be that long of an interview. But, you know, to be fair, it was good that it happened the way it did, because now I realize that this is part of the thing you stepped into. You need to be ready for working over the shark tank if you're going to fall in, or you know, your toe's going to dangle in. So I don't think it was unfair. The part that I think kind of hit me was, you know, first of all, they came out with these numbers and they admitted, they're like, and these, you know, they said something along the lines of, you know, and these numbers aren't verified, or you know,
so it's good.
They made part of what they said was saying that, you know, our numbers aren't, they're not proven. And I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, you're pulling this stuff out and you can't even say that there's proof that you believe the numbers you're telling me. I was just thinking, you know, where did this come from? And then I was like trying to figure out what number are you talking about as far as, you know, like the $32 trillion. Is that long term? That's got to be a long term thing. because it's like everybody knows that single payer actually, it's cheaper.
Right, going saves the money.
Single
right.
payer route.
Right.
And that's the whole thing, is getting the insurance companies out. So I, but then again, you know, I think part of the reason I answered the way I did was, it's like, I understand you have to hurry up and get out what you have to say. So, I mean, I wasn't ready for it. That's on me. But, you know, I don't look for excuses.
No, I'm, sure, right.
I'm a working guy, and I'm doing the best I can.
Right.
And I'm calling out their hypocrisy and,
good, yeah.
and baloney. And if that's, you know, and then the NRCC sent out, I was getting, you know, they sent out a press release or something slamming me and claiming I was calling for a $32 trillion tax hike. And I'm like, you know, that didn't bug me at all. That actually, it was, you know, like a merit badge, because I'm like,
right, totally. Look, because NRCC is super conservative, right? Their slogan is protecting our historic Republican majority. So you definitely don't want to get endorsed
right.
by them.
Right. Well, no, it's like, yeah. And they bury Paul Ryan's water.
Right.
But, you know, and it's, I take that as a badge of honor. And it's good if they're that scared. You know, after Paul Ryan won his last election by 35 points and they're worried about me after 2 weeks, I'm like, they're rattled. And that's a good thing. And I'm going to get better at, you know, how I answer questions. We're going to take a trip out to Washington. I'm going to get, you know, educated on some issues that I'm not an expert on, because I build things with my hands. But
right. You've been actually busy working and caring about
right.
issues. Yeah.
Right. Right. So I'm not, you know, I'm not worried about it.
It's, yeah.
I consider that, you know, and again, the thing with like past campaigns too, it was like, yep, I lost two races. I tried. But if you need to know anything about it, it was a learning experience.
Right.
You know, how did your campaign launch go? Because the last one I did, it was pretty doggone successful.
Yeah. Also, you know who lost a bunch of times? And he's not president, and he wasn't the nominee, but he's doing pretty well, is someone named Bernie Sanders. Lost a bunch
yeah,
of times.
Right.
So that's pretty inspiring. Right. Yeah. Well, right. because, again, unfortunately, we live in a world where you need talking points and not nuance, but you definitely
right.
know all this stuff. You have you got the info, you got all the common sense stuff on this, and then it's just a question of being able to spit this stuff out for the way that people kind of exploit the news and exploit information. And
mm-hmm.
I think that what CNN did is just, they really should be called Corporate News Network. so I really salute you. And what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, better that it went like it did then.
Yeah,
you know, not
it's
later
true, early on,
and,
right.
And I want to learn. I want right. to learn. I'm a quick learner, and I'm not afraid to take hits. I know they're going to be coming, so bring it on.
Great, bring it on. Yeah, you've taken worse. You're a veteran
right.
iron worker. You've taken worse physical hits.
Right.
And as someone who struggles also for things that should be rights in this country, while Paul Ryan
right.
apparently fantasizes in college about cutting Medicare and Medicaid. What kind of guy does
right.
that? Wow.
Right.
He needs to see, you know, my dad's a doctor. He's a psychiatrist. So Paul Ryan, just putting it out there, I'm sure my dad would see you pro bono in case you don't want to spend some of your millions or billions or however much money you have talking about your weird fantasies about cutting people's health care. Not sure what's going on there. Maybe some mom issues, some dad issues. He'll get into it. But you're not saying any of that. That's all on me. You're not disparaging him. Randy, thank you so much for coming on the show. We would love to have you back. And I'm going to send you a
My
bunch of former guests. They can all arm you with the talking points, that healthcare stuff. We got Matt Brunig. We got Adam Gaffney. I'm going to send you my dad. I'm going to send you Adam Johnson, the journalist. He referred to how you were grilled by CNN. He said, Iron Stash is grilled by CNN drones using Urban Institute's BS, $32 trillion single-payer number. Thank God for centrist think tanks.
Speaking of Adam Johnson, here is our interview with Adam Johnson. Do I deliver or what? As we said, Adam Johnson is a journalist who writes for places like The Nation and FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. And he also has just recently started a podcast, the Citations Podcast. It's a media criticism podcast, which he co-hosts with Nima Shirazi. You can find that on Twitter, CITATIONSPODCST, so podcast without the A at the end, and also facebook.com/citationsneeded. And follow Adam on Twitter at AdamJohnsonNYC.
Very excited to be talking to our next guest, who is making his Katie Halper Show debut. I've been trying to get him on for a while, but he's
He's very busy. He's very in demand. He's, you know, very Hollywood. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. You?
I'm well.
Great. So I really like reading your pieces. You're kind of relentless and ruthless in a very good way about tracking all the media bias. I interviewed Randy Bryce about his campaign. He's, of course, going to be running against Paul Ryan. And I thought you had some really great things to say about a CNN interview that he did. Could you just set up what happened?
Randy Bryce was on CNN, and he was blindsided with a classic example of what I call deficit trolling, which is where when progressives or big government liberals or socialists support things like single-payer health care, they're confronted with these huge numbers by these brain-dead pundits from these you know, institutes they don't understand, citing numbers they don't really know the origins of, to kind of scare people with huge dollar amounts. And that's to kind of stigmatize and to demonize the idea of single-payer health care and the national health care system in general. Of course, it's all out of context. And, you know, they do it a lot. They did it to Bernie Sanders and they did it to Mr. Bryce. Unfortunately, that's CNN's job. CNN's job is to, you know, promise you free publicity. They put you on there, then they dress you down.
You're not just against, though, what the Republicans are trying to do in Congress right now. You want to go even further than Obamacare. You're for single payer. You're for basically universal health care. You know, and there's analysis from a group called the Urban Institute, which we haven't been able to double check. But it says, you know, if you, Bernie Sanders, you look at his plan for universal coverage that he ran on during the primary. You know, it could cost $32 trillion over 10 years. Even if it's half that, that's a ton of money. How do you propose paying for it?
Randy's instincts were correct, which is to talk about the asymmetry of the conversation.
Well, there's a lot of people that are getting away with not paying their fair share in taxes right now. And there's a lot of people that are not paying what, you know, their fair share of taxes. There's corporations getting away with a lot.
The instincts to kind of reframe the argument, I think, are good.
I mean, I don't think it was that bad. When I saw it on Twitter, I thought it was going to be a disaster. I thought he did pretty well.
No, it wasn't a disaster. No, it wasn't by any means a disaster. I just think that it's, you know, they mentioned it three times. I mean, they literally grilled him. He didn't quite give them the answer they wanted, so they went after him again.
Yeah.
That's what these jerks are going to do. That's what they're going to continue doing.
Right.
And, you know, and you and I both know that these glorified, you know, hand models they have on that set don't know a first goddamn thing about the study they're citing.
Right, which they even admitted.
You know, and there's analysis from a group called the Urban Institute.
It's so embarrassing.
Which we haven't been able to double check.
And then they're like, that's a real big tax hike.
That would be quite a tax hike. I mean, that's an astonishing number.
They don't even know what they're talking about.
$32 trillion.
They were actually wrong. The tax hike is not, even by those own numbers, isn't $32 trillion. It's $17 trillion. $32 trillion is the total cost, but that also includes what the costs already are. The hike is $17 trillion. We already pay the other, whatever, $18 trillion as it is. Even by their own premise, they were factually incorrect. They skimmed some article and saw the biggest number and cited it. They have to deficit troll you. Because, you know, we don't want those wacky socialist policies being implemented because that's what corporate media is largely designed to do. So, you know, that's kind of what happens. It's not the biggest deal in the world, probably because it was in the middle of the afternoon and no one really watches CNN. But it went viral on social media. And it's an important object lesson in what progressives and Dem Socs will face in the next 2 to 3 years coming forward to 2020. These numbers are going to be thrown around left and right. And I think it's important that before that happens, we sort of learn how to address this.
So what if you were giving a training, if you were a media trainer for people on how to respond to very biased neoliberal media, what would you say to people?
First rule is don't accept the premise of the question.
Right.
This is something Republicans are very, very good at. They never accept the premise of the question. So the first thing that I would do if I'm thrown this question, if CNN says, well, what do you think about this study I have here that clearly this brain dead anchor just got handed to him by some producer, and they say, what do you think of $32 trillion in cost for a single payer health system? I would say, can you tell me the economist who wrote that study? And they'll look at you with a blank face and you say, that's because you don't know anything about the study, do you? Turn it back on them. Make it clear that their question is very, very superficial and exploit that superficiality by asking them details about the policy. Now, if they say, well, this isn't about me, it's about you, then you say, okay.
Rest of Adam Johnson's answer and more tips about how to respond to gotcha questions, please go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Thanks.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.